Hello, everyone, and welcome to Let Go and Let God.
Let go and let God. Always let Him lead. Whatever faces us, He is all we need. Let go and let God show us the right road. Unburden our load. Let go and let God.
You're listening to Let Go and Let God with Art Suriano. Hi, everyone. Did you have a good week? I hope more than anything you've found time to pray to Jesus. There's nothing more important than prayer, and when we pray to Jesus, it lets us build a strong relationship with Him. The more we pray, the stronger that relationship becomes, and in time, we learn through prayer how to let go and let God, which is when we give the Lord all that is troubling us and let Him handle it. When we do, we find ourselves living life in peace and contentment without worries, fears, or anxieties. This is something I never knew or understood when I was younger because I had very little faith and I didn't pray. But in 2010, I had a life-changing experience that took place through a series of events, no doubt orchestrated by the Lord, which led me to find Jesus. To this day, I have never looked back, and my faith is stronger than ever. So if you're struggling with your faith, have doubts, or lack faith, please keep listening because together we'll get you to a better place. On our last show, we spoke about holding on to the bitterness and how it's wrong for those who hold on to grudges to refuse to forgive someone for something they may have done that hurt us in some way. If we want the Lord to forgive us for our transgressions, as Christians, we're obligated to forgive those who wronged us. On today's show, we're going to speak about something that some of us are guilty of being, part-time Christians. As Christians, we all believe in God, in Jesus Christ, His only Son, and the Holy Spirit. We believe in the laws and commands of our God, and that we are obligated to obey and follow them. But how many of us keep that promise 24/7, putting our Christian way of life before anything else? All of us, including myself, are far from perfect. But I like to believe that most of us try hard to be the best Christians we can be. We are considerate of others, compassionate, and we try hard to follow the golden rule of doing unto others what we would have them do unto us. I believe that most of us are good people and willing to help those in need. But when it comes time to follow the laws of our God, how many of us only obey what we choose to obey and follow which commandments we decide to follow? And when we take that road, we are nothing more than part-time Christians. If we choose the Christian way of life, we don't get to pick and choose which parts of it we will accept. Following Christianity is not an a la carte menu where we get to decide what we want and what we will follow and obey. No, it's one choice. We are either Christians or not. In the Bible it says, Colossians chapter 3, verse 5, "Put to death, therefore, what is earthly in you, sexual morality, impurity, passion, evil desire, and covetousness, which is idolatry." This Bible verse tells us that we cannot give into our earthly desires for pleasure. If we seek to be with the Lord in heaven when we die, then we must adhere to following His laws and commands while here on earth. There is no place for the part-time Christian. Yes, we do have a loving and forgiving God, and all of us, including myself, will have moments when we are not acting Christian, which is usually when we sin. But when we seek God's forgiveness and try hard not to make that same sin again, we are given another chance. But in our minds and our hearts, we must be Christian at all times, doing our best to live as the Lord wants us to live. Understanding what it means to be truly committed to our Lord is another part of living life as a Christian. Today we're talking about part-time Christians. Christianity is a way of life and one that we choose. We're either Christian or not. And when we choose to be a Christian, then we're obligated to follow the laws and commands of our God without hesitation. Even though we're married, we like going to the local bar with our friends and enjoy flirting with those from the opposite sex. That is not acting Christian. We help collect money for a charity and have quietly pocketed a few hundred dollars because it was all cash and no one will ever know. That is not being Christian. There are many times when even what we think is the most innocent or harmless act is not a sin or something wrong, but when it goes against the laws and commands of our God, we are not abiding by our Christian way of life. And if it's a choice we've made because we disagree with God's rules, then we are being a part-time Christian. Living a Christian way of life is a choice we either acknowledge or not. The Lord does not accept part-time Christians. The first song I'm going to play today delivers a very simple message. The song is called, He Will Provide. When I wrote this song, I thought about the choice we have in life. We can choose to go it alone, or we can live with Jesus in our hearts, guiding us and taking care of us. When we do, we find we lead easier lives. In the verses of the song, we hear about a person who has taken the wrong path and soon regrets it, realizing that they are better off with the Lord. Then in the chorus, what it means when we give ourselves to Jesus and let Him provide. The words in the chorus are, no need to run, no need to hide. Life isn't done, so just open your eyes. No need to fear, swallow your pride, for He will provide. Please listen now to my song, He Will Provide.
I took a chance and kept true to form. Held my stance and weathered the storm. I pushed away those trying to help me. I thought I was strong, but soon I thought that I could see which path to choose to fill my destiny. Too confident and too sure of myself, yet weak and on my own, facing the great unknown. Two steps behind, I could have been so. Life is
We'll be right back.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-589-8654. 800-589-8654. That's 800-589-8654.
Today's topic is part-time Christians. When we have a kind of one-foot-in and one-foot-out attitude with our Christian faith, we have chosen to be a part-time Christian, and that is not doing us any good. We choose to go to church when we find time. We choose to pray only when we have nothing else to do. We disagree with God on what is a sin or not. Acting and thinking this way will not do us any good and certainly will not please the Lord. But what if we do want to lead a good Christian life and realize that we need the Lord's help? When in this situation, what should we do? The answer, pray. The Lord is always there for us 24/7 to help with whatever we need. And if we seek out Jesus and ask Him to give us the strength and guidance to be the best Christian we can be, Jesus will be more than happy to help. We all have moments of weakness, moments of doubt and uncertainty, and times when the devil's temptations are hard to resist. But we have a powerful tool that will help change all of that, and that is prayer. Pray to Jesus and share with Him what's on our minds. Let Him know our most intimate thoughts, our fears, our concerns, and anything we feel that is holding us back from being a better Christian. Jesus will never judge us or cause us anything bad in our lives. He loves all of us and is there to help us as long as we seek Him out through prayer. Let Him know that we are sincere in our thoughts and let Him know that we love Him and that we trust Him. Most importantly, let Jesus know that we aspire to be the best Christians we can be and to not only give us the strength we need, but to open our eyes for us to see what we need to improve and what we need to resist. So as we go through our week, think about whether we are part-time or full-time Christians. And no matter what we choose, pray to Jesus to help us be the best Christian we can be. Understanding that prayer is always our way to talk directly to Jesus is another part of living life as a Christian. We're talking about part-time Christians. In the Bible it says, James chapter 1 verse 26, if anyone thinks he is religious and does not bridle his tongue but deceives his heart, this person's religion is worthless. This Bible verse tells us that regardless of what we think, if we fail to obey the laws and commands of our God, we're only part-time Christians, and that is a complete waste of time in the eyes of our Lord. There is a phrase, we all make choices. So each of us needs to decide if we are committed to our Lord or are we part-time Christians. The next song I'm going to play is very dear to me. When I wrote this song, I thought about the transformation I went through as I was discovering my faith when finding Jesus. This was a time of my life when I was having major doubts and uncertainty because I had been away from my faith for so long. The song is called, Here I Am. In the verses, we hear me reaching out to Jesus through prayer, but still dealing with doubts. And then in the chorus, wondering if Jesus was really there and hearing my prayers. Please listen now to my song, Here I Am.
Never want to walk alone. I know that I am not strong on my own. Lord, every day I pray, even if just to thank you for today. But why is life
We'll be right back.
You're listening to Let Go and Let God with your host, Art Suriano. If you would like to learn more about Art, email him your questions, or listen to the music you are hearing on these shows, just log on to letgoandletgod.net or find him on Facebook, YouTube, Spotify, iHeart, or Apple. You can also listen to the podcast version of all the shows wherever you get your podcasts, or log on to letgoandletgod.net.
According to the church calendar, we celebrate our Lord Jesus Christ, King of the Universe. This is the last week of the church calendar, for next week begins the season of Advent and the church new year. In the Gospel, we hear Pilate questioning Jesus if he is the King of the Jews. He does not understand that Jesus' kingdom is not here on earth, and therefore cannot understand how Jesus can be a king. Jesus ends the gospel saying, "Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice." The message in the gospel is to remind all of us that as heirs of the kingdom of heaven, we too are not of this world. The psalm is Psalm 93, "The Lord is King, who is robed in majesty." The psalm tells us that God is the sovereign ruler of the universe, and that the world is stable because of his power, holiness, and glory. In writing the music for this psalm, I used the ancient text, supported by a contemporary melody and musical arrangement. Please listen now to my version of Psalm 93, "The Lord is King, who is robed in majesty." We'll be right back.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-589-8654. 800-589-8654. That's 800-589-8654.
Each week, we conclude with a special message or story from God's Corner. This is titled, Colonel Sanders' Kentucky Fried Chicken. Once there was an older man who was broke, living in a tiny house and owned a beat-up car. He was living off of $99 Social Security checks. At 65 years of age, he decided things had to change. So he thought about what he had to offer. His friends raved about his chicken recipe. He decided that this was his best shot at making a change. He left Kentucky and traveled to different states to try to sell his recipe. He told restaurant owners that he had a mouth-watering chicken recipe. He offered the recipe to them for free, just asking for a small percentage on the items sold. Sounds like a good deal, right? Unfortunately, not to most of the restaurants. He heard no over 1,000 times. Even after all of those rejections, he didn't give up. He believed his chicken recipe was something special. He got rejected 1,009 times before he heard his first yes. With that one success, Colonel Hartland Sanders changed the way Americans eat chicken. Kentucky Fried Chicken, popularly known as KFC, was born. Remember, never give up and always believe in yourself in spite of rejection. Well, that's all the time we have today on Let Go and Let God. If you'd like to learn more about me, email me, or listen to the music you hear on these shows, log on to letgoandletgod.net. We're pleased to have been chosen by FeedSpot.com as one of their top 20 contemporary Christian music podcasts. Please remember to like our podcast, write a review, or share the show with a friend. Have a blessed week, and I look forward to seeing you next time on Let Go and Let God.